Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 385, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, first Friday of the new year. Welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions and I answer them for you. Now, in case you're new here, you may wonder why I'm qualified to answer your questions. Well, I have my doctorate public health degree with an emphasis in chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist or personal trainer, same thing. I'm also an assistant professor and chair of the Department of Nutrition and Basic Sciences at Bastyr University, California. So as you can probably tell, nutrition, fitness, lifestyle behaviors, health and wellness, these are all things I'm so passionate about, and I want to share that information with you. So I encourage you to send your questions to me, and I'll be happy to answer them here on the show. And as a reminder, if I haven't answered your question that you've already sent in, stick with me. I promise I'll get around to it. So with that, let's hear today's question, the first one of the new year, as we optimize your life.
Good afternoon. I have a curiosity question about metabolizing alcohol. I've heard that if you take L-cysteine, vitamin C, and vitamin B1 prior to consuming alcohol, that the alcohol is not converted as quickly or as toxic to your body in the form of acetaldehyde if you take these supplements. So I'm curious to know your thoughts on this. Thank you.
Thank you for your question, Missy. Even though the holidays are now behind us, where it seems as though alcohol flows like water, we are rapidly approaching Super Bowl Sunday here in the U.S., Valentine's Day, and of course, St. Patrick's Day, where alcohol will also be quite plentiful. So can anything be done to prevent some of the effects of consuming too much alcohol? You may have heard about staying hydrated, namely drinking plenty of water to help cure a hangover. Some swear by strong coffee. Others, a concoction of fruit juices. With the advances in nutritional biochemistry, we are learning more and more about how the body processes the foods we consume. Sometimes this knowledge leads to real breakthroughs. Other times, it leads to theories that don't always pan out. So where do we stand when it comes to using supplements to help prevent some of the negative effects of alcohol consumption? Well, let me start with what we do know about how the human body processes alcohol. The word alcohol is really just a nickname for the stuff we actually consume. When we take a swig of wine, hard liquor, or beer, we're actually consuming something called ethyl alcohol. I make this distinction here because there are different types of alcohol. For example, rubbing alcohol, which you would not want to drink, is made of something called isopropyl alcohol. Now, whenever we eat or drink anything, the body has to break this stuff down into something usable. Whatever can't be used gets excreted. In the case of ethyl alcohol, basically the beer, wine, or hard liquor that we're drinking, we all have a specific protein on our bodies right now that help break down ethyl alcohol, something called alcohol dehydrogenase. Now, don't let this fancy name fool you. Again, all alcohol dehydrogenase does is help break down ethyl alcohol in the body. But when this happens, one of the byproducts of this process is a known cancer-causing agent, something called acetaldehyde. You've heard that consuming too much alcohol may lead to an increased risk for cancer, right? Well, part of that is due to this little bugger called acetaldehyde, which again is made when the body tries to break down alcohol. Now, why did I bother going into all of these details? Because here's the kicker. Remember Missy's original question about whether vitamin C and B1 and L-cysteine can help slow some of the effects of alcohol? Well, it turns out that these nutrients tend to help our bodies fight off the effects of acetaldehyde, that nasty cancer-causing bugger I just mentioned. Now, before you run out and buy Costco-sized bottles of these vitamins, we of course need to stop for a second and think about whether research supports this claim. Unfortunately, at this time, the majority of research on whether vitamins C, B1, and L-cysteine help slow the effects of alcohol has only been studied in animals, like laboratory mice. And as I've said on this podcast many times before, animal studies are okay, but humans are built differently than animals. Plus, we consume foods in different quantities, we follow other lifestyle behaviors that animals don't, you get the idea. In fact, a separate but interesting finding was that vitamin B6 may also help the body process alcohol. So what's the bottom line? What should we do? The best thing is to follow the advice of most health agencies. Drink in moderation. For men, this means consume no more than 2 drinks per day. For ladies, no more than 1 drink per day. Why is that? Well, you remember that little protein I mentioned earlier, alcohol dehydrogenase? That's the thing that helps our bodies break down alcohol. It turns out men make more alcohol dehydrogenase than women. Now, because men have more of this alcohol dehydrogenase in our systems, that means we can consume more alcohol because our bodies can get rid of it faster. Ladies don't make as much alcohol dehydrogenase, which means they need to consume less alcohol. So now, what does one drink really mean? An example of one drink would be a 12-ounce beer, or 6 ounces of wine, or 1.5 ounces of hard liquor like whiskey or gin. Now please notice, I said or. This means each of the examples I just mentioned counts as one drink. All 3 together would count as 3 drinks. So what we've learned through a lot of good research is by sticking to these recommendations, you will likely reduce your risk for some of the negative effects of overconsumption of alcohol. But if you do end up going a little overboard, drink plenty of water, get some rest, and let the body do its thing. An occasional night of heavy drinking won't cause cancer, so don't stress about that. Just try not to make it a habit. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you again for the question, Missy. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book from us. And if you want to be in the raffle too, send in a question. Just come by oldpodcast.com. Once you're in and on the main site, there's a red bar along the side of the page that you can click on and record right from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can always do it the old-fashioned way and call it in. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Both methods are in this episode's description, found at oldpodcast.com. I hope you had a wonderful first week of the new year. Thank you for listening every day and all the way through. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.